hard this work is, or how wonderful this work is. And then just building community outside of even the workshops by being in Seaside and having a bonfire on the beach and being able to relax and breathe and come together in that way. So there are so many wonderful aspects of the conference that it has grown from that 89 people in 2013 to this year in 2025, we had 1,000 in-person attendees and many hundred more virtually participate. So it's a good time and a professional development conference all wrapped up in one.
John, can you talk about what is still needed for you to do your work?
I think, you know, there's certain areas where it's like, oh, it makes perfect sense. We need a peer in this situation. And then there's other areas where it might be a second thought. And we've started to see maybe, you know, a corporate setting or a setting that might not be, you know, strictly around a houseless community where folks are like, oh, peer support's valuable in these areas. And so we see expansion of, hey, it's not just for this population or this setting, but how can peer support be valuable in all in a retail setting, in, you know, educational setting. And so as we start to look at, you know, how does peer support grow or continue to thrive, you know, I see it, what does it look like in settings that may or may not be mainstream where peer support's right now. And then the other thing Janie mentioned is really about supervision, about continuing education, about, you know, I'm just not someone that has...
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Tune in at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday for Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM.
One, two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
To a solo, get in the flow, and you can picture like a photo. Music makes mellow, maintains and make melodies for MCs, motivates to break some everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays that engrave deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now it's a daily word. I can get iller than armor, killing a bomb, but no alarm. Rakim will remain calm. Self-esteem make me super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I've been. This was a tape I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I wanna see it and keep following and swallowing. Taking the making, biting and falling. Brothers try and others die to get the formula, but I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Dig into my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or what you're thinking you were first. Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets as small as balls of clay, astray into the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look, as you stare in the darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the awe. This is a lesson, if you're guessing it, if you're following, hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, my chemistry. Follow the leader, my chemistry. Follow the leader, my chemistry. Follow the leader.
This is a lifetime mission, vision of prison. I listen,
In this journey, you're the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I could possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd said so. Dance, cuss, rip your pants, Eric B on the blades, bleeding to death, call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum as a microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from a record I wrote.
Follow the leader.
Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. Soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone, by showing and proving and letting ours be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree? You say never? Then follow me from century to century. You remember me in history, not a mystery or a memory. I'm called by nature, mind raised in Asia. Since you was tricked, I have to raise ya from the cradle to the grave. But remember, you're not a slave, cause we just went here to be much more than that. But we couldn't see it because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains, take away the pains, remake the brains, rebuild my name. I guess nobody told you a little knowledge is dangerous. It can't be mixed, diluted, it can't be changed, the switch. Here's a lesson if you're guessing and following. Hurry, hurry, step right up, keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, rock chemistry. Follow the leader, rock chemistry.
A verified freestyle, lyrics of fury. My third eye make me shine like jury. You're just a renter rapping, your rhymes are minute made. I'll be here when it fade and watch it flip like a renegade. I can't wait to break and eliminate on every trade of a snake, so stay awake and follow because the tempo's a trail. The stage is a cage, the mic is a third rail. I'm Rakim, the fiend of a microphone, I'm not him. So leave my mic alone, soon as the beat is felt, I'm ready to go. So fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to flow. No need to speak, slow down and let the leader lead. Word to daddy. Indeed, the R's a roller stone, so I'm rolling. Directions are told, then the rhymes are stolen. Stop bugging, a brother said dig him, I never dug him. He couldn't follow the leader long enough, so I drug him. It's a danger zone, he should arrange his own. Face it, this basic, erase and change the tone. It's one R in the alphabet. It's a one-letter word and it's about to get more complex from one rhyme to the next.
David D, Hard Knock Radio, hanging out with you this afternoon. The song, Follow the Leader. Immortal voice of one of the greatest MCs, the God MCs, Rakim is who you just heard. And he will be present along with his partner, Divine, who is with us this afternoon for the first annual San Francisco Hip Hop Summit, which is going to be an incredible event. It's going to be featuring everybody from Diggable Planets on down. I got my boy Kamel Bell here on the line with us to talk a little bit about that. But one of the highlights will be this discussion that we're going to be having around artificial intelligence. One of the people joining us is a brother by the name of Divine. Welcome to the show, my man. How you doing?
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure, man, and an honor.
Yes. So when I heard artificial intelligence, many of us who dibble and dabble in it look at it from the cultural standpoint. You know, we play around with the music, you know, we play around with the art, and that's where most people focus. But you kind of jumped in, you and Rakim jumped in on this in a whole other sector in what people are calling fintech. Can you explain what that is and why it's important? Because as we get bedazzled by some of the, you know, the more sensational things, artificial intelligence is taking its root in a whole lot of areas. And if we're not careful, many people will be left behind and not realized that they should have been at least up on, you know, the many ways in which it's moving.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. That was a great great segue into what I'm about to build on. So, yeah, so me and Rakim partnered. I've known Rakim for over 20 years. We partnered on this innovative idea called Notes. And it's a fintech and AI-powered platform ecosystem, you know, and it's built to empower independent urban music artists and creators around access to capital, around financial literacy, having financial tools, and education, specifically entrepreneurship and music business education. Like, you know, AI, like you said, AI is this term. It, you know, we might look at the sensationalism of what it does. But I mean, AI, like any technology could be used in both a positive and negative way. And you're always hearing what's going on in DC and the world around, you know, regulating AI and making sure it doesn't do harm to humanity. You know what I mean? You think that Will Smith movie iRobot, I think it's called, or whatever. But, you know, the artificial intelligence just takes over and starts causing havoc, you know what I mean, throughout the city. But the way that we're looking at AI, it's a great, I think it's like a greater equalizer than just technology itself, because it enhances technology and brings technology to a whole new level. And the way that we're looking at utilizing it in fintech, which means financial technology, is just really being able to capture an individual's financial DNA, like the totality of an individual's financial data, outside of just simply the 3-digit credit score, right, that most people get judged by. And it's limited, right? The scores are limited. It doesn't really give you the full scope and picture of somebody's ability to pay over time or what have you. So we use it that way in fintech, but we also use it in the creative side as well. And this platform is AI powered all across the board. And we're just really just taking technology, one of the most current technologies out now, and one of the most powerful that's out, and leveraging it to empower, you know, artists and creators.
Divine, a couple of things come to mind as you were talking. One, notes, as you all have talked about, especially when you launched, or at least, you know, made it known in January of this year, is designed to help artists gain what we would call financial literacy. There's been a number of efforts to do that over the years, you know, going all the way back to the day the Rakim, with, I think they ran into, you know, the buzzsaw of the music industry. And many people at that time prided themselves on having a hustler aesthetic. You know, we come from the streets, so we kind of know how to rock and roll. And of course, when you get to the music business, it's just an enhanced level of that with different, you know, different dynamics. But I bring all this up to ask, when we look and we say, well, we got Dr. Dre and Jay-Z, and we got billionaires, and we got artists that, you know, have talked about that they've been able to hustle, the perception is that artists have financial literacy, especially at a time when people are moving away from labels and they're becoming a business itself. To quote Jay-Z, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, right? So what's been the big gap that you all feel is missing? Or is it just a lot of financial ignorance, period, that, you know, might have a couple of billionaires here and there, but the majority is still kind of lost in the woods?
Great, great question. And you hit it right on the head. This is, listen, financial illiteracy is not only a Black American problem, it's an American problem, right? Majority of people in America don't have financial literacy. They're financially illiterate, right? They have no high level financial intelligence, and they don't even have basic financial intelligence. I was one of those individuals. My background, coming from the streets, coming from, you know, the urban community, coming from poverty, my economics was, and my resources and my economics was built off, you know, the drug trade, if you would, right? But we know where that leads you, right? I spent 10 years incarcerated in federal prison, because that was the route I took. That's what I saw, that's what I known. But you're right, there have been multiple efforts, many efforts for financial literacy programming by numerous individuals. Right, but if you look at someone like Jay-Z, because you mentioned Jay-Z, I think it was last album, one of the last albums, 444, I believe, where he talked a lot about, you know, financial literacy or business acumen and things of that nature. It took him to get to that. He's always exercised it, right? But it's all about what level do you exercise it on. You exercise it one level, you get to the next level. It's all about graduation and elevation, right? You can never not have enough financial literacy programming, period.
Right.
Because, I mean, just by the nature of this capitalistic society that we live in, the school system, the public school system, so forth and so on, you don't get this at an early age, at an early stage. And a majority of people need things implanted at that early stage of life, right?
Right.
So, you know, saying middle school, even before then, just having the basic fundamentals of any type of financial literacy, and they don't have that. So to double down and add the financial literacy programming that we positioned, it's tied to a passion that someone loves. It's almost like you don't want to do mathematics, But if you play a game that's about mathematics and you're on a console, you're going to love doing it. This is the same way. We wrap this around notes. We wrap it around urban culture, lifestyle, the music, Rakim. And we make it, we not only make it fun, it, you know, quote unquote fun, but we make it not, and it's not only essential, but we also make it easier. It's digestible. You know what I mean? You want to learn because you want to become empowered. You want to get paid to feel like Rakim.
Let me ask you this, and then I'll bring in Kamel. If you can put on your hat that put you incarcerated for a number of years, that sort of path has been glamorized. You know, like I said, everybody's a hustler, the million songs that talk about it, right? Wu-Tang may be one of the more famous ones. You know, locally we have our E-40s and what have you. And I've always found it to be interesting in two regards. One, let's just look at tech for a second. You get Steve Wozniak and, you know, Steve Jobs before he passed. And the legacy is that these guys basically hustled and figured out a way to create a device that allowed people to make free phone calls. Technically, that's wire fraud. And technically, it would get somebody like you, Devon, if you had done it, you know, 20 years in jail versus somebody going, man, these guys found a way to make a better mousetrap. The point that I'm getting is that some things that people do are immediately criminalized and demonized, and other things they're applauded and, you know, and they're seen as great. And so I when I asked you to put on that hat, to see the way that business is done, especially in the era of billionaires, seeing the type of hustle that we got going on right now at the White House with many people, you know, the type of shenanigans that are going under the guise that they are doing good business, right? What's the difference between the person who has hustled and stacked up their money and reinvested in product and then been able to level up and keep leveling up until they got to a place where you could be legit, or can just stack it away and invest it elsewhere? How's that any different than the type of hustle that we've seen literally on Wall Street?
Man, that's a can of worms to open right there, but thank you for that.
You got 30 seconds.
Huh?
Three seconds.
30 seconds to answer that. Okay, got it. Yeah. I mean, nah, for real though. Nah, you're right. I'm glad that you brought that to light, because I've seen. I got in Silicon Valley, in 2014, and I've seen a lot of people where they're being innovative. I would be criminal. If I do it, it's criminal. If they do it, they're being innovative. You know what I mean? And you've seen that, where it's been millions and hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, of fraud. And it's a good point you mentioned about Steve Wozniak. It's because it's, think about the era they came up in. Think about the time. Think about what their background was. A lot of these individuals that we see as billionaires today, there's this myth that they're self-made. Right, there's this myth that they're self-made, but it goes much deeper than that. It goes to early childhood programming. It goes to geographical location. It goes to upbringing, the school system they went in, private school, what have you. Also, getting money from their families. Right? Do you think they're self-made? It's not really what it appears to be. Which is why there's this gap of people who come from the background I come from, not being able to really make it. Even though they're so innovative, got these great ideas, they cannot reach that same level, or they can't get there. It takes them triple the time to achieve it. So I think it's more so a personal and community initiative to bring that awareness, that access to opportunity, that mentorship, those frameworks and those pathways. And that's what I've done in the past, and that's what I'm going to continue to do with notes, but more so focus on the music and the lifestyle and the culture.
One last thing, and then Kamel, I want to have you come in and talk a little bit about what's going to be taking place this weekend. We're talking to Devine. He's the business partner with hip hop legend Rakim, talking about artificial intelligence and the company that they started called Notes, which initially designed to bring financial literacy in particular the people in this industry of you know, their fellow artists and what have you. I was reading an article the other day, and a gentleman by the name of Mark Anderson, not Anderson, but Anderson, he's on here saying, you know, all this diversity, people like you showing up, is a harm, and it needs to be stopped. And he's a Trump advisor. He's encouraged the president to go after Stanford and MIT in particular to shut things down. You got Peter Thiel. You got Elon Musk. You got many of these players who are in this tech world who have made it very clear that there's not a lot of room at the table for people who look like you. And there's definitely not a lot of room at the table for folks who are trying to educate and bring into the forefront people that can level up and do some of the things they do innovatively. When you talk about making a platform where people, artists, can find avenues to financial capital and all that, how are you able to navigate this world where you have now people who pulled off their masks and made it very clear? I mean, I'm looking at the article right now. You could all read it in Afrotech, where he's like, you know, diversity and all this stuff needs to go. We can't have it. It says it's harmful. It says it's harmful to the country to allow, you know, this sort of thing. And he said, anybody doing it will pay the price. How do you start to deal with that sort of hostile terrain, especially in an industry as potentially lucrative, but also on the cutting edge of being, technologically advanced? Because this is where the chips are at, literally. And now we're seeing people saying, close the door. And I'll just end with this. I think the fear is that with artificial intelligence in the hand of some people, you might become innovative in a way that could really level the playing field. You said that earlier. I don't want you leveling the playing field if I'm these folks, as he's saying it, you know, and there's people like him. So how do we kind of deal with that?
I mean, we dealt with that before technology that at the level that it's at today. It's not a new problem. Mm-hmm. It's just we just seen it in a different light. And at one time, in the technology industry, was all about DEI, right? It was all about the diversity. They trumpeted diversity because they saw that it was a superpower, right? Mm-hmm. Having diverse minds, diverse thinking patterns, people come from different backgrounds, coming together in a think tank and creating innovative technology. And now it's frowned upon, and now a lot of companies are pulling back their DEI efforts. But to me, man, it's all about the cycle of things, man. It's all about the cycle of things, right? It always shifts. Things are always shifting. We're humans. We live in life. Things are constantly always in motion, right? We gotta look at this at a deeper level of just living in life and our existence on this mm-hmm. planet, and these different things we've created, these industries, these companies, these services, these products, it all revolves around human interaction. Period.
Right.
How do humans interact with each other? How do we interact with each other? And that is, like you said, the powers a certain few want to control the activity of the many. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see when you're trying to break down legacy systems, when you're trying to go against the majors, right? There's always going to be those who champion you, but the establishment is always going to want to destroy that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Always want to destroy that. And Notes is all about that decentralization, decentralizing the system that's been in existence for so long, that's done things in a certain way, and that has used artists, abused artists, where they're getting the lion's share. Of that individual's life and energy and creativity. And that's what we're putting an end to. That's why the empowerment's so important. That's why you becoming under self-study, you know, researching, and with Notes is just facilitating and making it easier for you to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, real talk, you know, as what I'm hearing, you said something key. It's about relationships. And one thing that technology has done, the way that it's manifested itself with the way that these tools are created, it's moved people away from community having a direct conversation. I mean, we're doing it through technology, but you know, y'all are people I know. You know, and if I see you, there's a different way in which you can break bread where it's relationship building, and relationship building starts with family, then friends, then community. And I think when you get community together, without the interference of middle men, in this case, it might be an apparatus that says, well, Dave knows Divine or Kamel, but I'm not going to have the algorithm allow them to see each other. So then the community gets broken up, right? Versus when we're intentional and say, I need to see what these people are doing, and you start building, or you coming from your background and then linking up with somebody like Rakim, the way that goes, well, Rakim's a superstar. Who are you? Y'all not supposed to be in the same room. He's supposed to be at the billionaire brunch. And there's a separation where people are looking on the outside versus somebody who was formerly incarcerated, hooking up with a hip-hop legend and showing how community could really work with their seats at the table. And I think that's where that diversity that you talked about, and this diversity that this gentleman, Mark Anderson, was alluding to, becomes dangerous. You know, it's like, man, they're bringing everybody at the table. They're going to come together like Voltron and come up with something new. And that becomes scary. And if it's something new that they don't control, then we have a problem. Kamel Bell, I want to bring you in. We were talking with Divine, and that's a sneak peek of a much larger conversation we're going to be doing this Friday at the Midway, dealing with the ins and outs of artificial intelligence. And I didn't really get a chance to ask you, but I, you know, maybe I'll save it for Friday. But, you know, how does artificial intelligence power the company that you're doing? You know, I mean, how does it in itself work? But I want to bring you in, Kamel, and maybe you can explain, because we were talking about community, talking about a new way in which artists kind of engage one another. And mm-hmm. you all been on a mission for the past year with your Unity Suppers, and for yep. people who don't know, Kamel is the head of Ankh Marketing. Y'all started off, you know, raising, you know, your company to bring attention to political prisoners, your father being one of them, you yep. know, and that yep. was the whole purpose of the company, and bringing out a lot of artists who had social consciousness, Dead Prev, and Mos Def, and, now Yasiin Bey and others, very intentional to create space for those artists and at the same time bring attention to political prisoners. We still have them. Your father, you know, was one that was able to get out. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, the next level of taking hip hop and moving in another direction is what you all have been doing. So based upon what Divine was just talking about, let's build on this thing about community, this big festival that you all are doing this weekend.
Sure.
Why it was important to have this, you know, have a robust conversation with a whole lot of movers and shakers around artificial intelligence to kick this conference off on Friday.
No, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. Thank you, Divine, for joining us as well. Sure. Excited. It's very excited for this conversation on Friday. That just sparked me up a little bit more, actually, just hearing Divine talk. But yeah, man, I think that, you know, we added Culture Renaissance, which is the name of the event, on Friday evening at the Midway from 6 to 9 p.m. With Renaissance, using the AI to pop that out a little bit. And so we felt like it's more important than ever right now for our community to be at the forefront of the conversation of AI ethics. Where do we go? What do we do? Who's the movers and shakers at the front of the pack, like Divine and Rakim, and what are their strategies and plans that we could potentially learn from? Have the brother Sway also joining us and giving his deep insight and perspective on hip hop and culture and technology, and where are we going with this? And, you know, like you said, Ankh has always been looking at hip hop as a tool to engage and as a platform to talk about greater issues in our community, political prisoners and prison industrial complex, and that aspect of it being one, but also just how do we heal and grow as a community. And one of the more important conversations we can have is around artificial intelligence. We really believe it's, you know, bigger than like you mentioned, Steve Jobs and the iPhone, bigger than potentially even social media and the internet. That's what some of the experts are predicting. It's one of the most revolutionary times in culture. And we're excited to have folks like, you know, people like yourself talking to the experts, Divine, Rakim, et cetera, about this conversation around AI. So
I want to, you said something about technology, and I want to make sure that people understand this is not a new venture. And both you or Divine could weigh in on this. One, I remember when Ankh Marketing first started, and we were all going to the music and tech conference that they used to have in San Francisco. Remember that? And at that time, people were talking about innovative ways in which to, you know, we were talking about holograms and, you know, and how to put things on stage and make 3D lights, right? This is like almost 10, 15 years ago, those conversations, remember? And what was not talked about was all those tech folks sitting down with all these hip hop folks like yourselves and wanting to have these conversations. That's almost been erased from history. And we can go back a little further, because I go back, you know, this far, with being at the New Music Seminar and having Harry Allen, you know, journalist that with Public Enemy, talk about the super information highway. This had to be in maybe 1989 or 90. And starting, you know, I remember you sitting there, it's like, I'm going to own the name rap.com. And we were looking at him, and he drew up these papers. I have these papers, they should be in a museum, to talk about technology, right? And the digitizing of it. And it was so profound that they did a whole record on it. There's a record called Super Information Highway with Harry Allen talking about some of the things that we're talking about today. And it was in the early 90s, Chuck, myself, I think maybe Alex Aquino, who's one of your partners, we were all down in Silicon Valley.
Hiphop.com.
Hiphop.com. And there was a lot of conversation and the picking of the brain now that we look back. We're like, how do y'all do this? How do y'all do that? You know, and then it seemed to be a separation. All of a sudden, it seemed like that's one world and this is another world, even though the hand that technology companies have had in culture, in particular hip hop, is undeniable. So I'll come back to, you know, either one of you can weigh in or start off with you, Divine. This relationship with Silicon Valley and culture, and in particular, you know, this hip hop arena, because again, Herbie Hancock, Chuck D, you know, Herbie's a jazz artist, but we also know him for his work in hip hop and all that. These were folks that I knew down in Silicon Valley, like we're talking about 93, 94, you know, early on, where there were all these different combinations and fascination with what was being done in, you know, in our genre and in our industry. So what has happened since then, you know, Divine?
Yeah, man. I mean, we go back, like, technology's always been here, right? Not technology in a way that we know it today. But I mean, Timbuktu, you know what I mean? Technological advances have always been something that has always evolved with humanity. And it always involves in different ways and different levels based on where humanity is at that time. What's the resources? What's the capabilities? And it takes us as humans to become innovative and drive and push it forward. Remember when jazz hit the scene? That was a form of hip hop in that day, right? It was
so innovative.
Exactly, it was highly innovative, right? I mean, Rakim himself says it. He patterned his style after the way Coltrane played, right? The way John Coltrane played, he patterned his flow after that. So Rakim took something from the past, brought it to the present in the modern day, and did it in a way that he knew how to do it in a space that was in his day and time, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't the jazz era, if you would. It was now hip hop. It was now this new form of music, which we know comes from the continent of Africa. It comes from praising the ancestors, the dance, the art, the rhythm, the sound. Right. The music, it all comes from the homeland. But now when it goes through these channels from Africa to the Caribbean, Jamaica to the US, it's the same product but this is the new byproduct of that original source, right? Mm. And that was called hip hop in 1973. And now look where we're at today in 2025. And so innovation is always going to be a part of human evolution, or it should be, right?
But do we recognize the innovation where it's there? Because it seems like the hustle has been, and I alluded to that, what you're doing is not innovative. It's not put in the same category, right?
Right.
It's like,
right.
It's oh, that's Rakim, that's Divine, you know, that's
right. Cool. Oh, simple, yeah, right.
Nobody,
right.
Nobody's sitting there going, wait a second, this is what you all, what Rakim was doing as an MC was innovative. It changed the game,
right,
very similar
right.
to the way that James Brown changed the game with being on the one, right?
Right.
But nobody looks at that and says, let's look at the technological innovation that was, you know, that informed the decision to move music in that way.
That's a great point. That's a great point. I'm gonna give you a good example. Is that when you look at artificial intelligence, it's not about that artificial intelligence is what it is. It's a technology that exists, but how is it being used? How are people deploying it? How are people building on top of it? You know what I mean? How are people rapping it? That's the difference. Rakim has always been an innovative artist from day one. We know that. So to do something like he's doing now, something that does not exist in the way that we're building it, is very innovative. Despite the technology already being, you know, being created, it's all about how you use it, right? How are you building on top of what's already been done? And I think with Rakim, bringing him into the space, he's never done anything like this before. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is new to him. This is new for him. This is innovative in the sense of it's Rakim doing something different. And then the idea around how we're doing it is very innovative.
Real talk, Kamel, how would you weigh in on this separation, especially going back to your days at the Music Tech Conference when they were putting you all in the room and going,
right,
let's pick brains. Remember that you had a team of about 15 people. Of some of the brightest minds that were coming to these conferences, and then I just never, you know, it seemed like it was a separation. Like we picked your brain, we got the information, we're out. Peace.
Yep, exactly. Nah, for real. In 2012 we did a holograph with the Mos Def and black astronaut Leland Melvin and NASA. We worked with NASA on that, and the whole premise behind it was, you know, how do we get more of our people, our folks, talking about STEM education, talking about tech, this and that? Because just on the educational level, you know, similar to financial literacy, we were left out in a lot of those conversations. And, you know, to your point, we've been around these Silicon Valleys, and that's why we feel like it was important to have this conversation and Culture Renaissance as part of the SF Hip Hop Festival, is because, you know, we're right here. We're right next to Silicon Valley. We're in San Francisco. We're in the AI capital of the world. You see Waymo's driving people all over the place, all that. This is the forefront right here. And we've always had, you know, YouTube people, different people like that throughout all these companies coming to our shows and all these things. Guapole, the first black woman on YouTube. Not a coincidence, right? Because our culture is right here in the Bay Area. So that's why we felt like, you know, we have a role and a responsibility to hopefully bring people out like Divine and others who are at some of the forefronts, because, you know, these brothers are working with some of the biggest people in the industry. This is not a small thing. You know, the power that our culture has, a Rakim has, that shapes, you know, the conversations around innovation and tech, et cetera, is beyond measure. And we understand that. So I think it's just, you know, very exciting time and super, important dialogue to have in terms of how our culture can be at the forefront and the thought leaders of, you know, this tech innovation moving forward.
Yeah, good point. I also want to remind people, and Divine, I want you to weigh in on this as well, because oftentimes, well, y'all just do the culture, but it's the smart people that did the programming. They're the ones that did the programming language, right? And in doing that, we forget that there were these huge Hack the Hood conferences right here, right? Right here in the Bay, you know, where brothers, some of them formerly incarcerated. In fact, I remember it was a cat that invented right there in one of these Hack the Hood things, a program that would allow folks who were newly released and on parole, that would remind them of all the different appointments that they would have to do. And he was saying that, you know, he came up with this device because this was a way in which they trick people. Like, your court date's on Wednesday, then they make a call at 3 a.m. says, we moved it up to Tuesday, you show up at Wednesday, you're in violation, you're going back, that type of thing. And so he created that, right? They created these things. And that almost disappeared, you know, from public memory. The fact that, you know, right down here on Broadway, I mean, it'd be 600-700 people sitting up in there, black folks, you know, programming and doing all that. And so I guess the other question to you all, you know, we hear that we're working with people, but are we also designing, you know, these tools? You know, are we coming up and saying, yeah, here's my input, I can program some of this myself, or are we just like consumers, just with a different name attached to it?
That's a great question. And I remember those days too, with the Hack the Hoods and the Black Girls Code. A lot of those things. I actually attended an event in Oakland early on when I first got into the tech industry, and I met the Afrotech founder, mm-hmm. Morgan DeBaum.
Yeah.
Before she was with Blavity, before she even was, you know, before she glowed up, right? Before she glowed up. So I remember those early days when there was a big movement of black people going to Silicon Valley, right? Like Kamel said earlier, you guys got that front row seat, yep. This innovation and access to Silicon Valley. I never knew Silicon Valley even existed, but when I did find out it did, I was there. You know what I mean? I found my way in. And I built on top of that. But you know, you're always gonna have those disparities of people who come from certain you know, come from poverty, come from the places we come from, that don't have the access, don't have the awareness. And I talked about that earlier, don't have the mentorship, don't understand the frameworks and the pathways. I'm a living testament that despite any odds that you face, you can rise above and achieve if your mind is set to it. The universe is going to conspire no matter what. It just has to happen. So it's all about how do we instill these things in other individuals in our community, mm-hmm. to just think about, to move forward. And this is what these conversations are all about. This is why we do the conferences. This is why we do the events. This is why we're at these venues. This is why we speak publicly about all these things. But I'm excited for the future. And I am actually hands-on in the development of notes. I'm not only the visionary. I am hands-on in some coding aspects. But no matter what, even if it's not someone that's like me actually coding, but it's great that it could. If it could be, it doesn't have to be. But no matter what, my vision, my culture, my experience is getting baked into that product.
Right. Go ahead.
I feel like, you know, for us, that's really like one of the most important. That's why it was important for us to bring out Divine and Rakim and talk about notes, because it underscores, you know, one of the biggest parts of the dialogue that we want to talk about. We want to see the next black and brown founder come from our community, right? We don't see the Zuckerbergs and some of the people you mentioned that you know, are very powerful in tech and on the other side of the fence. We want to start to see that at the forefront. And now's the time with AI and they've positioned a platform. Think about this. A young creator, entrepreneur goes on notes, gets all the tools they need, excels, gets the network, et cetera, and then builds their business into $100 million, $1 billion business. Now look at what that does in terms of impact in our community, in terms of these folks being from our culture and getting those tools right from the source, but from Rakim, from Divine, from folks like that, these companies that you know, exist to try to empower and provide financial literacy or tools to create, etc. You know, one of the topics we have is the rise of the one day record label, right? On Friday, talking with some Grammy Award winning producers and different VCs, different folks like that, black and brown VCs, in terms of, you know, the tools exist now for you to run a $1 million, $1 billion potential enterprise just with the tools of AI, right? And so, you know, what Rakim and Divine and some of the other folks at the forefront are doing to connect people and then give the tools is one of the most important things that can happen, because that underscores why we're trying to do this, right? We don't want to get left out, right? We want to be the next one to create the iPhone or whatever the equivalent to that is within AI. and not be at the back end of just being consumers, but we're actually at the forefront of those folks coming from our culture, our community, those startups, those founders, et cetera, getting the tools they need to operate in the future. So just wanted to speak to that.
Kamel, give the information as to when the conversation will take place.
Sure. No, thank you. Friday in San Francisco at the Midway, which is at 900 Marin Street from 6 to 9 p.m. We have three exciting panels going on. The rise of the one-day record label, the ethics and AI and ethics, and we're at the crossroads, and legends of hip-hop and the new tech frontier, talking about just with Rakim and Sway and yourself moderating that panel, just, you know, having that full dialogue across those conversations. Super excited about at the Midway, 6 to 9 p.m. Fridays, July 18th. On top of that, next day, the SF Hip Hop Festival, headlined by the Dog Pound, celebrating 30 years anniversary of Dog Food, legendary album, Diggable Planets, legends of our culture, Souls of Mischief, The Invisible Scratch Pickles, Mixmaster Mike, The Executioners, Rob Swift, and Sinister coming. We got so much incredible talent, Rex Life, Raj. It goes on and doing a big SF United set with all the Frisco legends of our culture. So super excited. That's Saturday at the Midway as well. Davey, you'll be participating with Rob on a panel talking about his book, which we're super excited about. We have panel discussions. We're doing more than just, you know, rapping, right? We have our whole cultural experience happening. Brothers coming to play chess, coming to swap records, coming to just experience our culture, b-boys, MCs, etc. Graffiti, we have a invitational graph battle from Exhibit A put on by Adari and celebrating Mike Dream. So we're super excited about the whole weekend, but the real highlight is definitely Culture Renaissance on Friday. Please make sure you show up. Tickets at sfhiphop.org or tap in. No one turned away because of resources.
Appreciate that. Divine. So a couple of weeks ago, I was at UC Berkeley, and they had a big, huge event dealing with AI, and got to chop it up with the sister, Sophia Noble. And, you know, we had a nice dialogue. And one of the things that came out was this AI stuff is pretty dangerous. You know, it's using up 8 gallons of water every time we just ask a question on chat. We got places in Memphis where Elon and others have put up these computer silos that are damaging the communities, and, you know, and the folks that live in those communities ain't benefiting one lick. Had a conversation with a, you know, brother that, you know, because I'll get on there and I'll make music with it, you know, and get busy with it, you know, and he was so upset. He's like, you know, he was like, mad. My wife's a hater of it, this AI stuff, right? Because she feels like it's taking something away. So I don't want you to answer that now. I want you to answer it on Friday, because I'm going to come at you with that question. You know, what's happening with this technology that is ravaging the environment? And in some ways, you know, might even be taking something from a Rakim, might be learning from his flow patterns in creating something. And, you know, and all of a sudden, I don't need Rakim. I could create my own Rakim with AI. So, you know, you're smiling like, oh, you ready for it? You ready for the smoke? Look at it, man.
I'm going to love this. It's going to be beautiful, Dave. It's going to be beautiful, Davey Dick. No, it's going to be beautiful, man.
Okay, so don't answer it now. Don't answer it now. I'm giving you a heads up because I'm coming.
I love it. Thank you. I love it. Any other questions you plan on getting? I'm saying shoot them over too.
Yeah, he had his hand.
Make our jobs a little easier. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, he was rubbing his hands together like, yeah, let's do this. So I want that to be a conversation that people hear in real life.
Just add something to that real quick. Just like when I first brought the idea to Rakim's team to get Ra's approval, so forth and so on. That was one of the concerns. You know what I mean? Hold on, Rob gonna be teaching his patterns. Slow down. Nah. But we gonna dig into that question deep. You know, Friday, man.
Right. Because that brings up the question of ethics and, you know, and all these different things. So I'm gonna save that for Friday at the Midway. So we're not gonna answer it on air right now.
I just want to give you a little note. You know what I mean on that?
Yeah. So we appreciate you coming through. If people want to see Notes, is it live now? Is it still in beta?
Notes is still being built. But however, you can sign up to the early wait list to get early access at www.notestechnology.com. Okay. Sign up. You know what I mean? We have thousands of people on the wait list. It's going to be a monumental when it drops. We're doing some product tweaks. You know, just really studying what people want, how we're actually bringing our solution, and to make sure that, you know, it's a tight product market fit when it drops. So we're excited about it. Expect a lot of press around it when it is launched within the next no more than 90 days.
Is 90 days? Does technology change a lot in 90 days?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you behind the curve?
No, we're definitely not behind it. Definitely in front of it. We got some great people working on our team that stay abreast of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're just doing the tweaks. We just finalizing, making sure everything is right. You know what I'm saying? Getting some beta testers in, making sure everything is good and before we really give it to the world. I mean, this is Rakim at the end of the day, right? We got to make sure it's airtight. So that's what my job. That's my heavy weight in to lift. You know what I mean?
Right. Real talk. Kamel, any last thoughts from you?
Nah, thank you. I'm excited to have you both this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend, and you know, this is one of the more important, I think one of the more important conversations of our generation. Not just, you know, on Friday, but overall. And excited to just you know, be a part of that and be at the forefront with you brothers.
Likewise, yeah. Camille, it's a blessing to be there. Thank you for having me, man.
And I just want to remind people, because we often talk about, you know, what are we doing for self? Here you have it. You know, local people who come from literally the other side of the tracks, who've had to climb up the rough side of the mountains, putting a conference together. So it's more than just, as Kamel said, people rapping and dancing on the stage, but having these rich cultural conversations, not with people who are speculating, but people who are 10 toes down in it, you know, who are knee deep, who have been, you know, trying to do something. And there's just a lot of folks who've been on that tip for a very long time, from your Tajays to your Kevy Kebs. Big shout out to those guys who I knew early on in those spaces, and so many more. This is great. And hopefully, Kamel, as you said, it's something that gets built upon, and that the focus, as you said, is the cultural aspect more than just the people on the stage rapping, but the intelligence that they bring around their craft and the execution of it. So thank you both.
100%. Thank you.
Yeah, Kamel Bell and Divine from Notes. We will see you Friday at the Midway, 6 to 9. Remember those questions, brother. I'm coming, man.
Sir, I'm ready for you, man. It's going to be awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Looking forward to it. We're going to take a break on Hard Knock Radio. We're out for now. Peace.
Thank you.
Be now, be ill, be down, be real. So always ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said, yo, be now, be ill, be down, be real. A fashion dribble, call hard, Timberlands, contest, ops flop, I stomp gimmickless, average spitter. The response, my competition, get them on next. You're blessed like when the font twist is lit, lab hitter. Progress, the guard's beneficent, patterns differ, context, my composition's hit, fathom quicker. Conquest, a conscious lyricist, atom splitter, complex as quantum physics is. Since they put my melody on, I cleverly form my celebrity, so legacy and longevity long. Design blows and binary codes, no matrix, light speeds, time could be froze. No spaceships, walking paradox. I made them all believers. Shift the paradigm, even time alter features. On the mic, it's either 2-3 or not 2-3. In life, it's either 2-B or not 2-B. I'm in the zone. This is what it's all about. Be ill. I'll be flooded with ice. Be ready to reveal. I'm in the zone. Be all I can be and more. Fit with the finish you touch. Mass delusion, headaches, heartaches, and mass confusion. Contusions, I give out for free. Five at a time, one for two, and two for three. Confucius,
verbally abusive, intuitive, a gift I give. Look what I'm giving, the voice of the unforgiven. In time, I might get forgiven for my crimes. Lay the body down and lace him with lime. You throw the beat on and I'ma lace him with rhymes. Helter Skelter, this pure love bizarre. Master Killer said we gon' rock with the R. You are who you are and we shine like the stars. Sharp as a thumbtack, you jump in my car, let's go.
I'm in the zone, this is what it's all about. Be ill, I'll be flooded with ice. Be ready to reveal. I'm in the zone, be all I can be and more. Fit with the finishing touch. Be down, be ill, be down, be ready.
I walked on the sea of existence and stepped on the shore of the moment. The father of civilization, I own it. The maker of my daughter creation. One nation, under a group.
Let us high. Hey, hey, hey. Ho, 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 knock radio. East, west, hard north, south, radio, conectados. Man. Every set, every hood, barrio to barrio. Y'all stand up, stay righteous. Speaking to the thugs, one love. We know where y'all at. Top, Brown Buffalo. It's a hard knock life, gotta pay your bills. They want a song about bling, but it ain't real. We speak to the kids and the OGs. Organize, mobilize, be the change you wanna see. 415s bumping hard knock radio. Brown Buffalo, all up in your stereo. Yo, and to the youth, live life like it's golden. Go dumb, go hard, but don't forget where you're going. We from the hood, so it's all to the good. Let us know this, what you're feeling is right. Let's get this understood. It's only one reason why we here today. We trying to make real music so the people can relate.
Learning from these hard knocks, slipping in these hard knocks, listening to hard knocks, questioning the hard knocks. Learning through these hard knocks, living for this hip hop, listening to hard knocks, ripping to the hard stop. Learning from the hard knocks, living in these hard knocks, listening to hard knocks, questioning the hard knocks. Learning through these hard knocks, living for this hip hop, listening to hard knocks, ripping to the hard stop.
Thank you.
to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.